all, Mikra Adin, since you could win with the Chazak, you should win with the Chazak alone. So since you said you had a star ready, so therefore Rabbi says, okay, let's be provided a star. Omelas, he said back to Mishnah, Ano nami miyoso levare kamina. That I say that if somebody says I paid you back in front of two edim, that I say he has to be mevayir, he has to explain himself. Not the pshat of Mikra Adin, if he doesn't bring the two edim, then lemaisa he won't be believed. It could be believed anyway. Lemaisa, since he says he paid back, and the law is that if you lend somebody money b'edim, is ain tzarich l'froy b'edim. So now that you say you paid back, we would believe you. We're only saying though there's such an inyan that since you said extra words and you said that you did it in front of so and so, in front of two edim, we tell you go and be mevayir, go and explain, go show us those two edim. Do you have to be mevayir the shtar? And if the star is not Mekuyim, you'll have to go and be Mekayim the star.
Even
enough, right? If you wouldn't have mentioned the word star, then Chazak alone would be enough. That's called Sarach Levari Kamiflagi. Now that you said extra words, and you said you have a star, that's the Machlokes. Then the Shimon Gamliel Savar, that you don't have to be Mevai Devarav. You don't have to use the star. You could only use the Chazaka. And Rebbe says, no, you have to be Mevai Devarav. Such a case where the guy says, I have Shnei Chazak, I lived there 3 years, and I have Edim, and I also have a star. And now the question is, he can't be Mevayah if the star is kosher or not. So Rebbe says, you don't get it. You have to be Mevayah the star. And Shimon Gamliel says, no, since Birur, you said extra words, you didn't have to say it. But the Maisi you have a Chazakah, therefore we owe Chazakah alone is enough. So that's what he said. I'm going to Rabbi Lachar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'yaf Rebbe lo yomu elo Levayah. I'm going to know, nami Levayah kamino.
Like we already explained before, Renechlami, you also only meant Levayer, and it's only Lechetchila should be Mevayer, so even though Mikra didn't like a Shimon Gamliel, it's only Lechetchila that you're supposed to be Mevayer.
Misha Pora Miksas Choyvei. Somebody that paid up Miksas Choyvei. I have a star saying you owe me $1,000, and the Loiva now only paid up for $500. So what do we do now with the star? He has a star of $1,000, so what do we do? So if you do, I'm a Yachlef. Yehuda says you have to change around the star. Yachlef Rashbam says, Yikroi say a star, V'yichtav l'shtaracha. Rip up this star and write up a new star. It's like, I owe you now I owe you 500, so write up a new star. Rabbi Yossi says, Yichtav shayveno, don't have to write up a new star. Just write a receipt. Let the Malva still hold on to a star that you owe him $1,000. And the answer is to write up a receipt, that's all. Give the laver a receipt that he paid up $500. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, I don't like that answer. Nimtza zeh tzorach liya shayme shayve min akvorim. You're making it very hard for the laver. Because if you're going to let the malva keep his star of $1,000, so now he has a star saying you owe me $1,000. The only way the laver will prove it that he paid up $500 if he keeps that receipt. What's going to be if he loses his receipt? He's a lost man, tough man. The mob will take out the $1,000 star and collect $1,000. So that's why Abuser doesn't like to say so. Abuser says, Omer Abuda, Nim Sazer, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're making the laver a hard life. Sorach liya shayme shayver minakvorm. He's going to have to watch his receipt from the mice. And that's not so easy. Omer Rabbi Yossi, says back, Kach yofuloi, it's still better this way. Vlo yira kaycha shozeh, and don't make it hard for the other one. Rosh Ram says, Omer Rabbi Yossi, kach yofuloi la malva. But let's look at the malva, he's better off this way. She aloiva bedaigois shima shoyroi, vloi ha malva, and not the malva should lose out. The eved loiva liyish malva, because the loiva owes to the malva. The loiva is like an eved to the malva, the pasuk says, like the Gemara says. Therefore, it's no good to change around the star. And we'll see in the Gemara, because the Yom Rav Yudah, they sheyochav l'pareyei. It's no good to change around the star. If Yossi says, if we're going to give the Malva a new star, it's not so good. Let the Malva stay with his original star. He has a star, you owe him $1,000, it was a good star. Let him keep that star. Ah, you paid back now $500. So Rabbi Yossi holds, let the loiver, it's tough on him, he'll have to hold on to that shaver. If he loses the shaver, tough, but we don't take away from the Malva. The Malva did him a favor by lending him the money, he has a right to keep his star. We don't change around the star. That's the Smachloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah. This the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna Marav, Yishno, Ein Halacha, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yudah, like Rabbi Yossi, we do not paskin like either one of them. Ela Radha, Bezdin Makaran Ashtar. Bezdin goes and rips up the star. Yishno, we rip up the star. The Kaisven Loi Shtar Achar, Mizman Rishon. And Bezdin writes over a new star from the first time. So Luchura, why isn't this like Reb Yudah? That Reb Yudah also said Yachlef. Reb Yudah said also we rip up the star. So why is the difference? Rashi is like this. Ein alocha like Reb Yudah. Shema Yachlef. Ki afilu lichtav loy mizman rishnei they edim v'loy bezdin. Kenefarash v'yoza. That's what it means. Reb Yudah says Yachlef change it around means you do not have to go to bezdin. It's enough just in front of two edim, let two edim themselves write up a new shtar. That's what Rav Yudah holds in the Mishnah. On this, the Gemara says, no, we don't pass like that. Rav Huna Rav says, we don't hold like Rav Yudah. It's not enough just for edim to rewrite the shtar. To layalima edim lekroye shtar lahachlip. Because we old edim are not strong enough to rip up the shtar and make up a new shtar and make a koyach to be goyvim mizman rishon. Therefore, we do not pass like Rav Yudah. And secondly, like Rabbi Yossi, we do not pass like Rabbi Yossi either. The yom that he says, Kaisven Shaver, that we just give a receipt back to the Leiva, Vitzorach Lishmar Shaver Menakvorim. And then, what's not good about that is, that the Leiva has a tough time watching that receipt. Because if he's going to ever lose the receipt, then the Malva will come and collect Mamash $1,000. Therefore, we do not pass like either one of them. Rather, what do we say? Rather, like he says, El rather Bezdin the Karan Ashtar, you have to go now to Bezdin, and we let Bezdin rip up this first star, the Kaisvan Loi Shtarachim is Manrishin. And they have a right to write up a second star from this Manrishin. It means if it's a question of collecting the money and taking away the Lakuchis, that the Leiva sold property in between, from what time do you have a right to take Lakuchis? Mizman Rishin. So that's the way we paskin, that you have to do this in Bezdin, and it's not enough like Rabbi Yudah says the mission of the Eidim to do it, but rather we have to have Bezdin. All right, I'll turn over. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, the Yamrilon, some say, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, l'Rav Huna. It was Yirmiyah bar Abba, said to Rav Huna. Yishmielei l'Rav hob Raisa. If Rav would have heard this price at the time, he would learn like this. It says clearly, Eidim mekarmes ashtar. Eidim themselves have a right to rip up the shtar. Case of our Mishnah, the Mishapar Miksas Choyvoy. There was a shtar you owed $1,000, and he paid up $500. And what do we do now with the shtar? So the price says clearly, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Eidim themselves have a right to rip up the shtar. For Koysun lo shtarachem is manrishin. And they themselves have a right to write up a new shtar. So heavy hodabay. Then he says, Rav would with chayzer. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, ain't a loch of Yudah. That Rav says the loch is not like Reb Yudah. So he's saying though, but Rav Huna is saying though, but if Rav would have learned this brisa, Rav would have been chayzer and paskin like the brisa. Omalei said back, no, Yishno Shmielei. Rav Avada knows this brisa. And still v'loy hodabay. Still, Rav does not retract. Rav still holds no that Edom are not strong enough to change over the shtar. You don't need Bezdin to do it. Look at this. What's